Mercury is feminine. Listen to your inner callings. Ignore how others might want to direct your life energies. And allow yourself to radiate outward what you feel so profoundly and deeply within yourself. There is a reservoir of talent, ability, and intelligence inside of you that's as endless and inexhaustible as the Tao itself. It must be that way because you are what you came from, and where you came from is this all-encompassing, endlessly creative Divine Mother, the mysterious feminine of the Tao. Whatever you feel within you as your calling, whatever makes you feel alive, know in your heart that this excitement is all the evidence you need to have your inner passion become reality. This is precisely how creation works, and it's that energy that harmonizes with the Tao. And secondly, be creative in your thoughts, in your feelings, and in all of your actions. Apply your own uniqueness to everything you undertake. Whatever you feel compelled to do, be it write music, design software, do floral arrangements, clean teeth, or drive a taxi, do it with your unique flair. Being creative means trusting your inner callings, ignoring criticism or judgment, and releasing resistance to your natural talents. Re-listen to this sixth verse, paying particular attention to these words. Without fail, she reveals her presence. Without fail, she brings us to our own perfection. Then choose to let go of the doubt and fear you've harbored within you regarding your capacity to harmonize with the creative power, a power that's not only greater than your individual life, but is life itself. As the great 14th century Sufi poet Hafiz reminds all of us, quote, just sit there right now. Don't do a thing. Just rest. For your separation from God, from love, is the hardest work in this world, unquote. When you reconnect to your Divine Mother, you'll be living creatively. You will, in fact, be living the Tao. Do the Tao now. Today, notice babies and small children. Look for the mysterious feminine nature in little boys and girls who haven't yet become so attuned to cultural and societal demands that their true selves are hidden. Can you see some whose inherent nature is intact? Notice what seems to be their natural character or their gift from the Tao. Then try to recall yourself as a child, when the natural, Tao-given self was unaware of the ego self, the time before you believed that acquisitions or power were important. Who were you? Who are you now? Yes, today, spend a few moments with a young child and contemplate his or her connection to the Tao and how it unfolds perfectly, without any interference. Seventh verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, heaven is eternal. The earth endures. Why do heaven and earth last forever? They do not live for themselves only. This is the secret of their durability. For this reason, the sage puts himself last and so ends up ahead. He stays a witness to life, so he endures. Serve the needs of others, and all your own needs will be fulfilled. Through selfless action, fulfillment is attained. Unquote. Living beyond ego. The opening line of this seventh verse of the Tao Te Ching is a reminder that the Tao, the source of heaven and earth, is eternal. By extension, the original nature of life is everlasting and enduring. There is a quality that supports this durability, and that quality responds when we live from our Tao center rather than from our worldly ego center. Identifying exclusively with the physicality of life and basing our existence on acquiring and achieving things disregards our infinite nature and limits our awareness of Tao-ness. In such a finite system, it therefore seems logical to strive for possessions and accomplishments. Being civilized in most cultures primarily constitutes being consumed with attaining success in the acquisition of power and things, which supposedly will provide happiness and prevent unhappiness. The primary idea is of a self who's a separate being in a separate body with a name and with cultural and biological data that are similar in values and patriotism to others. The Tao, particularly in this seventh verse, is suggesting that we update those notions and choose to exist for more than ourselves or our tribe, that is, to radically change our thoughts in order to change our lives. Lao Tzu says the secret of the ineffable nature of the eternal Tao is that it isn't identified with our possessions or in asking anything of its endless creations. The Tao is a giving machine that never runs out of gifts to offer, yet it asks nothing in return. because of this natural tendency to live for others, the Tao teaches that it can never die. Giving and immortality, then, go hand in hand. The sage who grasps this everlasting nature of the Tao has gone beyond false identification with the ego and instead has a living connection to the Tao. This person puts others first, asks nothing in return, and wholeheartedly serves. In this way, the sage lives the ultimate paradox of the Tao. By giving without asking, he attracts everything that he's capable of handling or needing. By putting himself last, the sage ends up ahead. By putting others before himself, he endures, just like the Tao. The sage emulates the natural philanthropy of the Tao, and all of his needs are fulfilled in the process. The ego is a demanding force that's never satisfied. It constantly requires that we seek more money, more power, more acquisitions, more glory, more prestige to provide the fuel that it thinks it must have. But living a Tao-centered life rather than an ego-centered one removes us from the rat race, as it offers inner peace and satisfying fulfillment. This is what I believe the wisdom of this verse of the Tao Te Ching is saying for the 21st century. First, make an attempt to reverse ego's hold on you by practicing the Tao's teaching to serve the needs of others, and all your own needs will be fulfilled. Generously thinking of and serving others will lead to matching your behaviors with the perpetual rhythm of the Tao. Then its power will flow freely, leading to a fulfilling life. Ego wants the opposite, however, as it tells you to think of yourself first and get yours before someone else beats you to it. The main problem with listening to ego is that you're always caught in the trap of striving and never arriving. Thus, you can never feel complete. As you reach out in thoughts and behaviors, you activate loving energy, which is synonymous with giving. Put others ahead of you in as many ways as possible by affirming, I see the sacred, invisible source of all in its eternal state of giving and asking nothing in return. I vow to be this too in my thoughts and in my behaviors. When you're tempted to focus on your personal successes and defeats, shift your attention in that very moment to a less fortunate individual. You'll feel connected to life as well as more satisfied than when you're dwelling on your own circumstances. Imagine what it would be like if you dismissed ego's hold on you, serving others, and watching how all that you give returns to you tenfold. The poet Hafiz expresses this attitude perfectly. Quote, everyone is God speaking. Why not be polite and listen to him? Unquote. And secondly, stop the chase and be a witness. The more you pursue desires, the more they'll elude you. Try letting life come to you